And a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist is appealing to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern for a lifeline for young Hong Kongers at risk from a new security law in the city. Nathan Law, one of the leading Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, fled and is now living in Britain. His name was recently published on an international wanted list by the Hong Kong government. Law is hoping New Zealand will consider a lifeline scheme such as allowing Hong Kongers studying in New Zealand the opportunity to work after they graduate. Earlier this morning, I spoke with Nathan Law.
New Zealand is a very important democratic country, and I hope that there are more and more like-minded liberal democracies could offer lifeboat scheme to Hong Kong people. So I think it's important that we can involve New Zealand into that basket and hope that Hong Kong people, they could have a bit more support and encouragement from the international community.
Why New Zealand? Why would people from Hong Kong want to come here?
Well, if you look at the countries in Five Eyes, including Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom and the United States, they've all have their specific lifeline scheme for Hong Kong people who felt that they had a need to leave the country when they feel like they're under political persecution. And I hope that by filling out this policy from New Zealand, we could have a more all-rounded alliance in support of Hong Kong's democratic movement.
Could it not also be somewhat off-putting for New Zealand? Because by doing this, it could indeed put New Zealand in a tricky position when it comes to China. And New Zealand is so very reliant on China because of trading.
Well, I think that the same way of narrating the relationship with China, I've heard it in Germany, I've heard it in Italy, I've heard it all around the world, I've heard it a couple of years ago in the US. I think sometimes the importance of China's trade is being overemphasized.
But nonetheless, could this be seen as New Zealand meddling in what China sees as its domestic affairs?
Well, China sees every single human rights violation in their own soil as internal affairs, including the concentration camps in Xinjiang, human rights violation in Hong Kong, and a cultural whitewash in Tibet. Well, these are not internal affairs. The issues that have to be concerned by the international community, and the democracies have to work together in order to preserve the humanities and our shared values.
Why is it important for the world to work together? Because a few months ago, a couple of months back, Britain offered citizenship to many people in Hong Kong should they want it. And obviously there is that long-standing history there of Britain in Hong Kong. Why is that not enough?
I think what we're lacking is a united front for the democracies to work together. So I think it's not a matter of whether one policy is enough. It's a matter that we all release our messages and take a stance in this great battle. And for me, New Zealand is an important part. So for me, it's important that New Zealand to join the fight. And this is not Hong Kong people's fight. Not only Hong Kong people's fight, but everybody's fight.
That is Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Nathan Law.